Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings. Welcome. We are live. It is August 28th, 2024. Hello to everybody jumping on right now in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us. Yep, it's a go. Yep, here we go is right, because this is going to be a doozy. Okay, so hello to everybody. Let's see who's here. California. Let's see who else here. Texas, God bless Texas. Scotland, hello to our friends in Scotland across the pond. Lone Tree, Colorado. If there's only one tree there, I am going to be very shocked. That's a very interesting name. Louisiana, let's see what else. Florida, Canada, hello to our neighbors in Canada. Send us some poutine, will you please, in Canada. If any of you don't know what poutine is, it is French fries with cheese curds on it and gravy. And apparently it is a huge, huge deal in Canada, along with, I think, something called Tim Hortons or something that's up near the border. So, yep, those two things. Nebraska. Okay, New Jersey, our neighbors in New Jersey. Let me tell you, there is one crazier driver than a New Yorker, and that is somebody from New Jersey. I can tell you that firsthand. Oh, let's see what else. Rhode Island, up. We love Rhode Island. We love the area that is near Westerly, Rhode Island. We happen to like that area very much. Chattanooga, Tennessee. We'll be coming to Tennessee. We're going to tell you all about it. And hello to everybody else coming in. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Toby is sleeping like a seal. Let's see, which way? Which way can I do this? You see him? Hold on. Let me move out of the way. It's better me do this way. He's right there on the floor. Sleeping, and so he'll probably be pretty good for the whole broadcast. So let's open up in prayer. I just have a few announcements, and we're going to get right in. There's a lot to break down for what's going on, and this is kind of a part two continuation of what we talked about last time, and then we're probably going to have to do a third broadcast to get it all in, because there is a lot going on here. So let's open up in prayer. Oh, that's so nice of you to say. I'm gonna post this. Where is it? Hold on. Amanda and her team are the best. Yes, we have an amazing team. That is very, very true. Thank you for that comment. Okay, so let's open up in prayer. Welcome the Lord in, and we'll get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you, Father God. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Lord. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God. Lord, we all fall so incredibly short of your glory, Lord. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, Lord. Father, we just acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And he rose again miraculously in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is our advocate before your throne without ceasing, Father, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, Lord, to fill this place, Lord, to fill, Father God, this office, to fill this broadcast, Father God. Lord, we just welcome your presence in to have your way. We humble ourselves and give ourselves over to your way, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that your glory would go forth, your might and your power would go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, lead and guide me and those watching in your wisdom. Go before us, Father God. Lead this broadcast, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay, Lord. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. Without the breath of the Spirit of the living God, the one true living God in us, Father, we would have no life, Lord. So, Father, take all the glory for yourself, Father God. We are merely vessels that you fill, Father God. And we honor that, Lord. We bless your holy name. We come before you with praise and thanksgiving as we go forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, amen and amen. Amen. Did Sadie's tail go across the screen as we were praying? Yep, because she walked, because she has migrated now to the right side of my desk, your left. Okay, so let me get everything up here because there's a lot. All right, first we're going to do announcements, and then we are going to get into to everything else. So hello to everybody that is jumping on during prayer. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Okay, so animal picks. We'll do those. We didn't do those last time, so we'll do those this time. There is my big goofy boy, Cyrus. He is so amazing with Esther. I have to tell you that Cyrus has become Esther's protector. He is just always with her. He tries to herd her away from things he thinks might be dangerous for her. And so it's absolutely adorable to watch this relationship. Esther and Cyrus coming together for such a time. Isn't that interesting? And yes, we have Cyrus for president. If you think Cyrus right now could do a better job than the current administration, then please vote Cyrus in for the next 3 months at least. The only thing he might do is he might write an executive order giving out free dog treats to all the dogs in America, but that's probably the worst Cyrus is going to do to all of you. So he's just adorable. There's Noah outside exploring. We have a fenced in area. Noah gets to go outside. He gets to hang out when it's nice out during the day. He just kind of goes and he walks through the shrubbery outside and he hangs out with the dogs. There is the elusive Bruce. Now, Bruce is very elusive. He'll come to me. He won't come to many others. And so Bruce has always been this way since we took him in as a kitten. And so there he is hanging out. There's Cyrus and Missy having a meeting with Hope the Bunny. So apparently there was a little huddle about maybe the goings on at the sanctuary outside. We have a box. Sometimes Noah goes in it. Sometimes we put the bunnies in it. There's Chester hiding in my office. Every morning, I literally have to make a U with my body and look under that chair to make sure that Chester has not stuck in my office. Okay, and those are the animal picks. We'll continue to keep you updated on the happenings at Ark of Grace Sanctuary. You can go to Facebook. We have Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Facebook, and you can follow us there as well. Two announcements. Tennessee. We're coming to Tennessee, middle of September. Timothy Dixon's going to be there as well. So September 11th through 13th and 14th and 15th at the Oasis Worship Center in Atoka, Tennessee. You can call the phone number on the screen. You can go to the website for more information, but I will be there with Pastor Mark and Debbie Fisher, Timothy and Miss Rose, and the worship leader, J.R. Locke. He's quite good. So we are looking forward to seeing those of you who can make it. And then Arkansas, we're going back to Arkansas, September 29th, 2024, The Edge Church, 10:30 a.m. I will be speaking there. So you can go to the website, DwayneMiller.com, for more info. We are honored that these two churches are welcoming us for me to speak. So praise the Lord. We hope to see you guys there. And also a reminder, our app, we have our app in the App Store. You can go to your app store, search Ark of Grace. You'll see the dove with the olive branch. You can download it. We broadcast live from the app also. So once you have the app, you will get a push notification when we go live, and all of our episodes are on the app as well as animal videos and other information. It is a free download. We have a free online Bible as well as part of the app and our social media accounts. So here they are. Rumble, we're at Ark of Grace Ministries. YouTube, Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Ark of Grace 88 on Instagram. On X, it's at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. TikTok, it's Ark of Grace Ministries. And it's the same for Telegram. If you could please go and like and subscribe, we would greatly appreciate it. There's a lot of fake accounts out there. That's why we keep doing this for you, because we're getting many emails. We also, we don't do any of this. So if you see private conversations from people claiming it's me, it's not me. If you see anything with QFS, crypto, or something, it's not me. So there's lots of fake accounts popping up, and this is why we keep doing this. We also go live on the website. So as well, so if you are have maybe some more complications or issues with social media, you can go to our website, arcofgrace.org. We broadcast live from our website as well. So we just wanted to tell you that. Okay, praise the Lord. Now let's get into it. Right after this, they're going to show you so you can see. There it is right there. And you can watch live from our website. So we hope that helps some of you, because we get some people that call or that write that have some issues with social media. Maybe they're not as tech savvy. So you can always go to our website as well. All right. Word of the Lord. We're going to do the word first, and then we're going to get into this mystery, because this mystery deepens. I touched on it last broadcast, but this mystery with 1968 and 2024 deepens with the Kennedy family, as well as other circumstances surrounding. So we're going to get into that mystery after I read the word of the Lord. So we have a vision, a word from the Lord, and this mystery we have to unpack. So I have to talk about yesterday briefly. It was August 27th, and I had a vision. I had a very brief vision. And the Lord, it seems lately, is pointing specific people out to me. So I may not even know them, but I'm seeing them. And so this was the vision. There was a man. He had a black bandana that was covering from his nose down. You know the bandanas, they're either red or black or blue, and they have the design on them. They're kind of like a regular bandana. Okay. It was a black bandana that was covering from his nose down. He had dark sunglasses on, a black ball cap. He had a gray long sleeve shirt with what appeared to be black circles on the front of the shirt, making a square formation. And he was wearing dark pants. And I saw him approaching in the vision. And so I immediately began to pray. But I had talked about the last vision with the gentleman that was in the crowd, the man that was in the crowd, who I saw wearing the camel rim dark sunglasses. And he had the dark navy coat on and black slick back hair. And so that was the vision I had. I think it was a few days ago or so. This one I just had yesterday. So please pray into that, because something's up. A lot of things are up right now. But what I'm saying is there's movement. There are sinister plots on the move through certain individuals right now that have been put in motion. And so this man, like I said, had his face covered with a black bandana. So please just pray into that, and just pray for the protection of certain individuals right now, including the Trump family, including Robert Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, and others that are joining ranks with them. Just please pray for their protection right now, because something has definitely been put in motion. That gentleman was also dressed like somebody who was trying to conceal themselves in a crowd of protesters that may be intent on doing harm. If you notice, with some of these crowds of protesters, they cover their face. They wear sunglasses. They're wearing ball caps. So I'm just saying, pray right now and watch. I also heard yesterday, this was interesting. I heard fire in the sky surrounding the election. So in one way or another, we're going to see that. We're going to see fire in the sky surrounding the election. And now the word. So we're going to get into the word, and then we're going to unpack this mystery even deeper than we went last broadcast. So here's the word. So the word started, the Lord gave me some of it this morning, and then he gave me the rest of it late afternoon. Sometimes this does happen if there's disruptions, interruptions, or something happens. The Lord will stir my spirit and he'll bring me back to the word, and he will have me finish writing what he wants me to write. So this is what it says. Thank you, Lord. Hearing, this is a time of restitution and recovery of what was taken. Obedience is better than sacrifice. What is crucial is what the Lord thy God is instructing you and leading you to do. It must bring glory to his name to be restored. For the Lord is recovering and restoring what the thief breached and stole. For that breach is being reversed and rectified, says the Lord. For what was plucked from you by the hands of those looking to advance and take territory that was not theirs to take, will in this time be added unto you, says the Lord. For it matters more what I say, says the Lord, not the economic forecast. For mine, says the Lord, is cattle on a thousand hills. The resources are mine, says the Lord. The area near Sierra Leone shall a new resource be found. For I, the Lord, am speaking into the earth and calling it forth. It shall confirm, says the Lord, what my spirit is pouring out within areas of the earth. Though they raise their idols, says the Lord, though they build blasphemy, I, the Lord, shall strategically tear them down, for it is a challenge to me, says the Lord, a test. Do not put the Lord your God to the test, says the Lord, for my response shall be great. The nation must humble itself, says the Lord, for the inflated balloon that is falsely creating a picture of numbers going up. I, the Lord, have the pin, and on that pin is etched truth. They shall not even think this pin is a threat. However, says the Lord, it shall be driven into the knot of the balloon that holds the air, and there shall be a deflation before the nation. The balloon that the church has inflated, filled with no substance, there is a pin, says the Lord, and on it is written rectification, and that pin shall be driven into the knot of that balloon, and the churches and denominations that fracture there shall be a deflation before the nation. For I, the Lord, am calling out to my children in an hour of lies and accusations to be salt and light. Salt cleanses, light exposes, salt preserves, and you, my children, have preserved the nation from total demise. Their joy, that's capital, shall turn on them, says the Lord, for the enemy has manufactured such a joy that is an experiment of the people. It is false. There is no joy, only weeping and gnashing of teeth, says the Lord, for the joy, capital, of the Lord. The justice of Yahweh is set to enter Michigan, says the Lord. Maryland, says the Lord. Indiana, Minnesota, oh, it shall be turned over, says the Lord. The joy, capital of the Lord, and the righteous judgments are etched on scrolls, fashioned as arrows, and is set to enter the Supreme Court, says the Lord. It is set to enter the Capitol Mall, says the Lord. It is hovering above the White House that has become a stained house, a dark house, and shall be opened and enter the Situation Room, says the Lord, for it is a situation indeed. The Pentagon shall scramble, says the Lord. They shall scramble. Resignation, says the Lord, and exodus across a bridge, says the Lord. Watch the train tracks, says the Lord. Watch transportation, cargo, shipping, as a weapons run shall be caught, says the Lord. Submarines near your coast, says the Lord. Fighter jets of red nations. The dragon and the bear have gone out to hunt, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am keeping and protecting who is led by my spirit in this time. You shall announce my will even when your flesh says otherwise. For those have been compelled by me to act in an hour of the curtain being torn. All capitals. The Iran curtain shall be torn, says the Lord. The curtain of agencies shall be torn, says the Lord. An enormous hole shall open up in the earth. Korah's rebellion shall be put down, as there shall be a rearranging of the crown in England, in Denmark, Monaco, says the Lord. And a separation is set to occur, for the spirit of control is breaking. Harry has been marked, says the Lord. Watch and see as I allow it to be torn down to restore those whose vision is clearing up. The vision is changing. The mountains of influence are being shaken. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. Those gates have been carefully guarded, says the Lord. And the mountain of media, the gatekeepers are changing. The heads are spinning, says the Lord. Those who have planted such a stake in the nation of babble and talk, they are set to walk, including one high up at MSNBC. For I, the Lord, am bearing down a yoke of conviction to deal with the heart condition that those on the mountains of the nations caused. The pace, capital, pacemaker, is set by the great physician, the waymaker. Yes, I, the Lord, shall set the pace of such a race, and there shall be a downshift, says the Lord, of gears, for there is a steep downhill part of the race, and those with a listening ear so shall listen to the shift, that's capital. However, says the Lord, those who have switched such gears to high, that's capital, in an attempt to overtake, shall lose control of their soapbox on wheels, and so shall get ahead of them. A great spectacle, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, life, that's capital, shall be echoed across your land. There shall be a march across towns, campuses, squares, and cities, speaking life, that's capital. Life shall be spoken into areas intentionally made dry and dead to revive and quicken a fire of faith that takes a spark. And key areas shall it overtake, says the Lord, as those put down their idols and their family religions and humbly come unto me. And in our idols are being raised, people shall put them down and leave them to burn in the valley, as there is an exodus that has begun. Expect the unexpected to leave their camp, as I, the Lord, take the bull by the horns of Wall Street and put such in its place. For the wall of Wall Street shall come down as the cover that they have kept in place to help certain giants and titans win their race shall be torn in two. Create in me a clean heart, O God, shall echo across your nation, for my army is stationed and ready to march, for the heart and soul of your nation must be cleansed, and this shall be as necessary surgery spiritually and physically occurs. There will be a recovery, for my son Jesus Christ healed the sick, raised the dead, and commissioned the disciples to do the same, to go out and make disciples of nations. And there will be a moment my son's name is trodden upon the nation and touches such in a way that breathes life back into what was thought a shell. The Spirit of the Lord, Ruach Elohim, is hovering over North America. And three switches shall be hit that shall send a charge, capital, of power, capital, in the nations and shock, that's capital, it back in order. That charge, that's capital, shall be carried and hit, capital, the corrupt in the highest places and the darkest holes. And that charge shall bring awe to the nation, for it is set in the sights. For it is set in the sights of the scope once again. And I think he's talking about a scope with potentially with a weapon, but I'm not sure. For it is set in the sights of the scope once again. The crosshairs, the target. However, I, the Lord, shall move that scope so men and women are missed and pulled from the destruction that was attempting such a grip. Know this day you serve a mighty God. I am capital, and I always, capital, will be there. So he goes, I always will be. And then he says, there is a holiness that shall blow through the nation, holy reverence indeed. Seek me, O men, seek me on your knees, for the battle is mine, says the Lord. Love covers a multitude of sins, and this so shall be applied to the charge at hand. Thus says the Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name. Amen. That I'm hot just reading that. Like I'm having a hot flash right now just reading that. So all glory goes to God. Praise the Lord. You know what's interesting? The day of broadcast, when I have to read a word and I have to go into something that's really like profound, it's like the way Jeremiah says it. I start to feel burning in my bones. I start to feel burning in my joints. I start to feel burning in my body, and it goes till I release it. And when I release it, all of a sudden the burning subsides. And Jeremiah talks about this, about a fire in his bones, and he's got to speak it. And that's what happens to me the day of these words and these broadcasts and these you know, profound prophetic connections. I literally feel a fire in my bones that forms all day and goes all day till I release it. So all glory be to God. Okay, so that was the word. Now we're going to get into 2024, 1968. There are so many moving parts to this. We're also going to get into something else that's happening. Something is happening that happened in 2016, right before the election, and it's happening again, but in a different way. And we're going to get into that as well. So I want to put for you, let's see here, the Kennedy crest up. So I'm thinking about what I'm going to do with this here. I might wait on that. I might wait on the Kennedy crest. What am I going to do here? I might go back to it. Let me do the second part first. So I'm going to go jump to where it says 1968, because our team has the notes. Okay. So in 1968, approaching the Democratic National Convention, which happened to be in Chicago that year, there was a presidential candidate named Robert Kennedy Sr., who happens to be Robert Kennedy Jr.'s father. He was assassinated. Now, the man they blamed for it, now I'm saying it that way because they always seem to have a fall guy, and I'm not too sure this guy did it, but there is profound prophetic significance to today in what happened. So, there was a man by the name of Saran Bishara Saran, who they said assassinated John Kennedy Sr. Okay. They're saying this is the man that did it. He was Palestinian. He came from a Palestinian Christian family. So this man had Esau with the Canaanite women battling Jacob within his own family. He had the whole Jacob and Esau battle going on within his family. But he was Palestinian. He was from a Palestinian Christian family. Now, it gets interesting. Saran means wolf. Bishara means a joyful announcement. It's actually equivalent in the Greek to euangelion, which means the gospel, like the good news. But Bishara is attributed to Muslim a lot, and it means joyful announcement. So it was Saran Bishara Saran. That's his name. Notice how they always have three names. John Wilkes Booth, right? They always have three names. When they announce who tried to off who, these people always seem to have three names. So Saran Bishara Saran, Palestinian, assassinates Robert Kennedy Sr. not far off from the Democratic National Convention, which was in Chicago that year. So Robert Kennedy Sr. is assassinated by a man, or at least the fall guy they're putting for it. His name means two wolves that bring a joyful announcement. That's what his name means. Saran is twice. Wolf, wolf, two wolves, and then Bishara, joyful announcement, two wolves. like wolves in sheep's clothing, that bring a joyful announcement. Now, Kamala Harris has spoken about joy on the campaign trail and at the Democratic National Convention, which happened to be this year in Chicago, right? It went from August 19th to August 22nd, I believe, or around that time. At an August 6th campaign rally in Philadelphia, they had the VP, hopeful Governor Tim Walz. He thanked Harris for bringing back the joy. And then in Detroit the next day, she called her supporters joyful warriors. This is all from PolitiFact. So they keep using this word joy. Now, the man's middle name, who is the fall guy for killing Robert Kennedy Sr., means a joyful announcement. So she's using the same word that is tied to the man who is a Palestinian who they said shot and killed Robert Kennedy surrounding the Democratic National Convention of 1968. The 2024 Democratic National Convention happens to be in Chicago and just happens to have pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters outside making a ruckus, which ties to the 1968 convention because of Saran Bishara Saran. And it was right after the DNC that just occurred in 2024 that Robert Kennedy Jr. steps out, breaks ranks, comes out from among them, and endorses President Trump, a Republican. See, this is all cyclical in the spirit and related. And what happens is the Lord, I had said this last time, is redeeming what happened in 1968. The Lord is redeeming through Robert Kennedy Jr. what happened to his father in 1968. So he's beginning to redeem this what happened, this horrific act. This is how the Lord works all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, to make this even a little deeper, George H.W. Bush was working his way up the CIA ladder when Robert Kennedy Sr. was assassinated in 1968. It happens that George H.W. Bush's call name with the Secret Service was Timber Wolf. His call name was Timber Wolf. He was working his way up the CIA ladder when Robert Kennedy Sr. is assassinated by a Palestinian whose name means two wolves who bring a joyful announcement. This is all connected. All of this is connected. This is by no accident. So it's by no accident the Lord waited till the DNC hit Chicago again, and they moved it to Chicago. It wasn't originally supposed to be in Chicago. They moved it there. Why did they move it there? Because God wanted it moved there, because he had to redeem what happened back in 1968, because you had the Palestinians involved back then too, surrounding that DNC, just like you had Palestinians calling for uprisings surrounding this DNC. And you've got Robert Kennedy Jr. coming out tied to this DNC, breaking ranks, coming out from among them, making that exodus and endorsing Trump. And he has said his father would have never approved of the Democratic Party the way it is now. So all of this is connected. Now, we're going to go back to some more prophecy right now. But the fact that that man's middle name means a joyful announcement, and all Harris is doing is talking about bringing back the joy. And this word they keep using, joy, which is a manufactured joy, because the enemy cannot bring the joy of the Lord. He can only manufacture and counterfeit what God has already made. And so the fact this man's name means two wolves that bring a joyful announcement, and this was what they were pushing at the DNC, which happened to be in Chicago, where Robert Kennedy Sr. was assassinated in Chicago by a Palestinian who has a name connected to this, or so they say. And then his son comes out after this DNC and does what he does. And I know it's been going around and they've been talking about this, and we'll get into this because it goes pretty deep, but the Nazis used certain slogans and they studied the Democratic Party. And we'll get into that on another broadcast, but that did go on. They did study certain things, including the Jim Crow laws that were created. They studied. And I know there's things going around online talking about that and talking about the word joy and a certain slogan with that. And so I understand all that. Okay. Now, keep all this in mind as we go to the prophecy now. So we have all of this connected. We have all of this happening because that cycle, right, first of all, has to be broken. Otherwise, it would just cause more destruction. And that curse had to be broken. It was May 6th that the Lord said, I gave a word from the Lord, and the Lord had said to Kennedy, come out from among them. Break the curse. Come out from among them. Now is your chance, says the Lord. Okay, so we're going to go back to October 6, 2020. And this is what this says. This was the Clash of the Titans word. But given what's happened now, it puts this word very much in perspective. There shall be a Clash of the Titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which has never been seen. Historic, says the Lord of hosts this day. However, in clashes, there shall come forth casualties, and there shall be those exposed in both parties who have been liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities, says the Lord of hosts this day. Both parties, that's capital. And a core shall arise and come forth, a core that fights and stands for truth. My capital word of truth, says the Lord. My truth shall go forth in the midst and expose a chain gang of players, all working together to overthrow not only the foundation of the United States of America, but capital all sense of morality and faith in God. They are looking for a demolition, says the Lord, and a demolition they shall receive upon their own heads. Watch and see, says the Lord of hosts this day. The trumpet will sound, the trumpet will sound. In the midst, the trumpet will sound, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am making an unexpected move that will catch the enemy, his alliance, and those involved in the darkest of dealings off guard, off kilter. A surprise attack, that's capital, shall pierce and puncture their plans. Now, I think part of that surprise attack was Kennedy breaking ranks and doing what he's doing. I think that was part of it. Okay. They will draw their own blood, for those spirits they have been conjuring and calling upon are out for blood and highly competitive, my capital children. This is where you shall see the most shocking infighting occurring within groups. There is one major player in particular who shall publicly fall fast and hard, branded for what they are, says the Lord of hosts this day. A rival nominee shall arise, a false convert, one who would do the bidding of the wicked on the bench. Watch for this name to be dropped. There will be an unprecedented counter on the part of the corrupt that will infuriate their own party and shake even more from their slumber. That unprecedented counter was forcing Joe Biden, staging a coup against him, forcing him to step down and leader swapping Kamala in, because that infuriated many in the Democratic Party when that happened. That upset many in the nation, in Washington, when that happened. Okay. October 6, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a strange plan shall begin to unfold in your nation. Strange indeed, says the Lord, for the liberalness thinks it has found a loophole to thread the needle, to bait and switch, to under the guise of deception, illness, and timing, can seamlessly switch the leadership. However, says the Lord, they have miscalculated their timing. That's capital. Demons squabble, and you shall see these movements who claim to advocate suddenly turn on each other and infight and accuse and weaken their own agenda. That was October 2022. December 12th, 2023. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, capital, cometh in the morning. Joy, capital, my children, the joy, capital, of the Lord is your strength. However, there is another joy, that's capital, that will echo once again in this season. The justice of Yahweh, the joy, capital, has gone out into the earth at this appointed time where many celebrate a birth. This joy, capital, shall birth forth correction and removal of those who have defiantly challenged, all capitals, my plans, my purposes, my ways, and smeared the name of my son. And thus says the Lord, this joy, capital, shall be written in areas of the earth. There are areas of the earth marked for this joy, capitals. O Israel, O America, O France, O England, O Venezuela, O Mexico, O Arizona, O Michigan, O New York, O California, O Oregon, O South Africa, O China. They are marked for joy to come, and double shall come to the capital of your nation, says the Lord. For this is a time of reset and realignment in the earth. This is a time of correction and compelling forward. So Kennedy was compelled out. Tulsi Gabbard is being compelled out. I don't even think she realizes she's being compelled out by the Lord, but she is. That woman is going to be saved. I'm just telling you right now, Tulsi Gabbard is going to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. She is. She's going to have an irrefutable counter. I'm telling you that's going to happen. For I shall compel those forward who have a high call, who are about my business first, capital, says the Lord. The business of this world and my business, capital, are two very different things. Thus says the Lord, the Rose Garden, just watch, says the Lord, the events that unfold and what is spoken out of such a place that has many thorns hidden in such bushes. Now, what just happened? A bunch of people connected with George Walker Bush just put out a letter endorsing Harris. Just put out a letter. A bunch of Republicans endorsing Harris, all connected to George W. Bush. That has many thorns hidden in such bushes, says the Lord. Time is short, leaders, to repent. Time is short. Abate and switch, says the Lord. Abate and switch. Watch for the subtlety, says the Lord. Watch for them. Some are trading their sons for their position, says the Lord. They are putting their sons on the wall as a sacrifice. Others, their sons shall rise up in the coming season and be placed in higher positions they initially did not want. However, I, the Lord, am prodding them. Okay. January 17th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the joy capital, the justice of Yahweh has gone out into the earth, and assignments and judgments follow such. For I, the Lord, am dealing with the matters of nations in this hour, and I, the Lord, thy God, am causing capital, my holy wind, the pneumos, the word, to blow across your nation, and now begin to turn the direction of your nation, and though darkness attempt to pull it into a black hole, my word is the wind, my word is the sword, my word is unchangeable, says the Lord, for my word is forever. The Alpha and Omega, I am, says the Lord. For there is a Zerubbabel in this nation. There is more than one, says the Lord. However, one in particular that I, the Lord, hold on one second here. Hold on one second. Sadie just ran across the screen and hit the computer. So I'm making sure. Let's see here. Here it is. Okay. For there is one Zerubbabel in this nation. There is more than one, says the Lord. However, one in particular that I, the Lord, have chosen. One who looks upon the ruins of the nation and with the vision from me, capital, the Lord sees beyond it, has the faith to stand in one of the highest offices in the land and assist in ushering faith back into the capital, into a White House that Ichabod Capital has been written upon, which means the glory has departed, as well as the judgments against those in a White House that is stained with the crimes that stretch across the oceans, that is smeared with innocent blood, that is smeared with threats against Israel, attempted to put them on a short leash for secretly turning on my people, my firstborn, that's capital. I, the Lord, shall hand you over to the destruction of the flesh that a soul may be saved. For I, the Lord, thy God, have carved a different path, says the Lord, a path for this nation. It's not the same way, though. It may be the same anointed leader. This way is being actively carved and shall circumvent every trap, snare, and accusation that is brought, says the Lord. For I have anointed sons as well, says the Lord. There is a mantle upon one of the sons, says the Lord, a mantle for the nation, a mantle for faith. And this year, that son and his family shall see the glory of God and the power of God in a way that turns him to me, capital, more and more. For he is chosen, says the Lord, to do my work. His wife, says the Lord, is chosen to do my work. And together they shall plow the fields of this nation and watch as I, the Lord, multiply what is being tilled. All capitals, I am God, there is no other. And those who have challenged that in voice and in print shall see their judgments and consequences go forth as a ravager to what they have built upon a foundation of dark agreements. The locust shall hunt them, says the Lord, and their crop, and what they have accumulated in their storehouses, says the Lord. For prison doors opened to Joseph because he was faithful and he pursued me even in the darkest of prisons. And that is why no man like him was found in all of Egypt. He was chosen, set apart, and the chains fell off and the prison doors opened. And says the Lord of hosts, come under my wings, my children, take refuge in me. And though they attempt to throw stones and boulders to stop what I, the Lord, am doing, those stones shall turn to dust at my word, and those boulders shall split for the reaping and stealing from this nation that goes back past 50 years. Well, there is a large barley loaf headed towards their camp, and the judges shall tremble as well before me. For the judges were raised up in a time of Israel's bondage and oppression to a foreign nation. And those judges shall be elevated and equipped to do what I, the Lord, am asking them to do. This is heading for the camp of a wicked ring, a circle that goes around the globe. And there shall be key fractures and a breaking of the agreement as some way to step into their shoes. It shall and will in a moment be taken for them. From them, for those who plotted at Martha's Vineyard, which is in Massachusetts, shall pay a heavy price this year for their deeds, and they shall be paraded out before the people. For I gave you a chance to turn from your foreign gods and agreements with haters of my children. However, you did not heed, Barak. You did not heed those in the highest offices. A garland around their neck shall not be a gift, but a woe, says the Lord. It is. Now, what's interesting about this was 2024. So this was January 2024 that this word is given. It talks about those who plotted at Martha's Vineyard. Now, what went down at Martha's Vineyard, right? A Kennedy went down at Martha's Vineyard. The plane of John Kennedy Jr. goes down. That dream I had to do with what was rising up out of Martha's Vineyard. So he's saying, for those who plotted at Martha's Vineyard shall pay a heavy price this year for their deeds. But in parentheses, it says deads, D-E-A-D-S. Now, one of the heaviest prices they have paid is Kennedy breaking ranks and coming out from among them and turning to endorse a Republican and coming across the aisle and totally forsaking them. That is one of the highest prices they have paid, because this has totally changed the landscape now of what is going on. So it's interesting that that word had mentioned Martha's Vineyard. Now, June 8th, 2024, this was the political backdraft word. And I gave this from the stage first at Reawaken America in Detroit, and then I delivered it. I went live and I delivered it. And this is an excerpt from this. The root shall and will be dug up in a public excavation before the people. For the wicked have mixed in sand with the soil, and it has weakened the root. The root shall be exposed by the same measure they so choose to destroy this nation. A great spectacle, an open spectacle, where there shall be no way to escape this excavation, for it shall be long and deep, says the Lord. The parties whose root systems have joined together shall be split and broken by an axe retrieved by one I have called to do so. A historic and unprecedented time calls for such measures. The sword of the spirit and your faith, my children, is what will make a very broken nation a new vessel upon the wheel of the potter. The winds of change shall suddenly bring a storm that is one of judgment and correction. Prepare, my children, the desperation they so unleash will be what causes their fall. Pride capital shall now be their judge and jury. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name. Now that's interesting. Now, what happened with Kennedy as well is part of that political backdraft. When the Lord said this nation has to brace itself for the enormous political backdraft, first we have the assassination attempt on Trump in July, and now we have this. And so this is all part of that political backdraft that we see occurring. So I wanted to say that as well. Okay, now we're going to go to something else because this is happening simultaneously. So as we saw what happened at the RNC, somebody came out and proclaimed another God was Almighty God. And I understand the RNC is not a church, but when Almighty God single-handedly rescues your candidate, you might want to rethink some things like that. However, at the time this is all unfolding, with that and then the DNC and what Kennedy did, something was happening in Texas. Something we have to pay very close attention to right now, because this happened in 2016 before the election in a different way. And I will explain, because this is all different parts of a spiritual battle that has physical consequences. So I'll show you the, our team here is putting up the article. Okay. And this is what it says. Conservatives are raging over the arrival of a 90-foot-tall statue of Hanuman, a Hindu deity that is half human, half monkey, in Texas. The massive statue was raised on August 15th, 4 days prior to the DNC, at Sugarland's Sri Ashtulakshmi Temple, according to local NBC affiliate KCEN. Hindus consider Hanuman an immortal being known for his devotion to the Hindu god Rama, false god, and virtues like self-control. There it is. Okay, we're entering Planet of the Apes, everybody. Buckle up and hold on for a minute, because this has a purpose here, why we're talking about this. Okay, I just want you to take a good look, at this. What is it to? It's gold. What is the color of the statue? We'll get into that. Atop the New York City courthouse, and that was also placed in Houston. The larger Ashtoreth looking statue, the color was gold. Okay, so the Texas Hanuman figure, officially titled State of the Union, that's the name of this statue, State of the Union, is now reportedly the third tallest statue in the continental U.S., trailing only the 151-foot Statue of Liberty in New York. And then there is a 110-foot tall Pegasus and dragon statue in Hollandale Beach, Florida. Well, isn't that lovely? Okay. Now, to him too, he represents, to these people, this statue also represents commitment to a cause. He's called State of the Union. Okay. He's called State of the Union. Now, I want to go back for a moment to this statue that was transported to Texas that was first in New York City. Texas University comes under fire after canceling Shazia Sikander's artist talk. This statue that looks like Ashtoreth is named Witness and is the larger a version of the one placed atop the New York City Appellate Courthouse in January 2023, where the headlines read, "Move over, Moses. There's a new female lawgiver in town." That was the announcement that that spirit was going to try to ascend to the highest seat in the land. By the way, that was the announcement. So both these statues, this Hanuman, half monkey, half human, and this statue were brought to Texas and positioned in Texas. The name of this statue is Witness. The name of this Ashtoreth-looking statue is called Witness, okay? Now, if you remember back in 2016, right before the election, the Arch of Baal was brought to New York City soil and planted there. Right before the election, the Arch of Baal in 2018, in 2016, it was initially bought and hit U.S. soil, the Arch of Baal. In 2018, right before COVID hits, the Arch of Baal is bought and planted in Washington, D.C. So isn't that interesting? So you have this happen before the election in 2016. Now you have these statues, Witness and State of the Union, being positioned in Texas. Now, if you put that together, Witness the State of the Union. Here it is. Here is your State of the Union. You're bearing witness to the State of the Union we're trying to create against you. Now, this half monkey, half human statue is 90 feet tall that was raised, right? Keep that number in mind, 90 for a minute. Just keep it in mind. So witness the State of the Union. This is a declaration of dominion being attempted by these ancient demons. They are moving into position just like in 2016. If you take the candidate of the Democratic Party, Kamala Devi Harris, her name means Lotus Goddess Home Ruler. Devi is a Hindu name. So as she's swapped in and Biden is swapped out, this 90-foot tall statue is raised in Texas, which is a gate to the nation, by the way, because of the border. And this is a gate hell wants to control and have influence over. And this is why these two statues were positioned there. But just as this 90-foot tall Hindu statue is going up, Kamala Devi Harris, which means Lotus Goddess Home Ruler, that's their candidate. There's a reason this is happening. This is the same maneuver as in 2016, just presented differently. Presented differently. Now, remember I told you to remember the number 90. The statue is 90 feet tall. Let's go to Daniel chapter 3. I'm going to read Daniel chapter 3 to you because this is going to start to make a lot of sense once I read this chapter. Nebuchadnezzar the king made a gold-plated image whose height was 90 feet and its width 9 feet. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent word to assemble the satraps, the prefects and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates and the lawyers, and all the chief officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, which was 90 feet tall. Then the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and the lawyers, and all the chief officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and speakers of every language, that at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon," which is a four-stringed instrument, "dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up." Whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be thrown into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. So when the people heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, nations, and speakers of every language fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. At that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and brought accusations against the Jews, malicious. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, they're very dramatic, aren't they, is to fall down and worship the golden image. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall be thrown into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the administration of the province of Babylon, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a furious rage, pride, gave a command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these men were brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, to fall down and worship the image which I have made. Very good. But if you do not worship, you shall be thrown at once into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there who can rescue you out of my hands? This is where pride is going to become his judge and jury right here. Okay. Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to answer you on this point. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to rescue us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and his facial expression changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then he gave a command that the furnace was to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Now, I'm going to tell you why this is interesting. 7 times 7 is 49. Then comes the Jubilee, where what was stolen is restored. The land is given back to the people. So it's interesting. It's 7 times hotter. He commanded certain strong men in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to throw them into the furnace of blazing fire. Then these men were tied up in their trousers, their coats, their turbans, and their other clothes, and were thrown into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire. Because the king's command was urgent and the furnace was extremely hot, the flame of the fire killed the men who carried up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire, still tied up. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king looked and was astounded, and he jumped up and said to his counselors, did we not throw 3 men who were tied up in the midst of the fire? They replied to the king, certainly, O king. He answered, look, I see 4 men untied walking around in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods. Then Nebuchadnezzar approached the door of the blazing furnace and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire. The satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselor gathered around them and saw that in regard to these men, the fire had no effect on their bodies. Their hair was not singed. Their clothes were not scorched or damaged. Even the smell of smoke was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants who believed in, trusted in, and relied on him. They violated the king's command and surrendered their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language that speaks anything offensive against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut up in pieces and their houses be made a heap of rubbish. For there is no other God who is able to save this way. Then the king caused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prosper in the province of Babylon. Praise the Lord. So when a 90-foot tall statue is erected in an effort to secure the land and force everybody to bow to it, the Lord delivered those who wouldn't bow. And the Lord caused pride to be Nebuchadnezzar's judge and jury and put him in his place. And it wasn't long after that that the Lord made him live like an animal in the field for 7 years. You know why 7 years? Because he said, make the fire 7 times hotter. So for every amount hotter Nebuchadnezzar made that fire was every year added to when he had to live in the field like an animal until he understood truly who God was. So it is no mistake that in a society that acts like Babylon, that a 90-foot tall statue is now being erected in Texas, which is a gate to the nation. And that another one was positioned in New York where the Arch of Baal was positioned. And then the larger of that was taken and transferred to Texas. So there were two now positioned in the state that is a gate to the nation. Upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So the fact that this 90-foot tall statue is being positioned so close to the election is an indication of what they tried to do in 2016. It is also an indication that they are trying to raise the spirit of Babylon. They are trying to raise this up, this spirit of persecution against believers that goes with it. This is no mistake they made that 90 feet tall. No mistake. Watch that statue. Because guess what happened to the other one? The one named Witness? The taller one that was moved from New York to Texas? Well, during Hurricane Beryl, somehow Witness lost its head. And now stands there headless. Which reminds me of what the Lord did to the Philistines, half fish, half man hybrid god Dagon, when he threw him on his face before the Ark of the Covenant and broke off his head and his hands. So watch that statue. Watch what happens surrounding that statue, because they are trying to call out to their God to chain parts of the nation that are gates to this nation. So if that first statue lost its head, I would start looking at two statues now. That one, that half monkey, half person hybrid, and the one that sits atop the New York City Appellate Courthouse. Those are the two statues now that I would most definitely be watching, because those two statues, I do not believe are going to remain untouched. I do not believe that. If Word of God says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. If you test God, he will meet that challenge. He will meet that challenge. And you had believers that were in Babylon that were watching these things occur that were blasphemous to God. And they stood their ground. They stood their ground. And by the way, monkeys are very temperamental creatures, and they can fly into rages. And they will throw their own excrements. So it's interesting that a monkey of all things was chosen. So I wanted to point that out to you, but that is no mistake that that statue is 90 feet tall. That is no mistake. And that is from Daniel chapter 3. And when the Lord, remember the Lord had said, thank you, Lord, because he just said this to me as we're talking. Remember, I got to find it now, where in the word I had said, entering the time of Daniel, there was a word that I had given from the Lord. Oh, we have to find it now. I'm going to find it because this has a lot to do with this. Entering the time of Daniel. I'm probably on the new blog. Let's see, because we have two. Entering the time of Daniel. Time of Daniel. I know that sentence. Here we go. Hold on. Entering the time of Daniel. It was back January 2nd, 2022, when I had the dream about the three demons boasting about what they were going to do in the courts. And I had written from that, the people are going through a mock trial right now, a trial run, a trial and testing. The government and the worldly order want to see how far they can go with all of this. Entering the time of Daniel. Entering the time of Daniel. Well, this has now confirmed it. This has now confirmed it. It most certainly has. Because look what's happening. These are ancient spirits trying to change the cover of the book with the same contents. And this is what's going on. So I think this is where I'm going to end for tonight because we have unpacked a lot tonight. And so I think this is where, and basically my body is on fire on top of it. And so this is where I'm going to end for tonight. But we may do another live tomorrow night if I can, because there are certain things connected to this that we need to explore, including this 1924 to 2024 100-year cycle, the dream I had with Jonathan Kahn in it, how it's connected to Lenin and other things. So if I can, we will definitely go live tomorrow night. So thank you, everyone, for hanging in there with us tonight. All glory be to God. We're just going to put two things up very quick. So we put My Pillow up because we love Mike Lindell. I heard Mike Lindell, now I don't know if this is true, shaved his mustache off and went undercover at the DNC. I don't know if this is true or not, but maybe somebody can confirm this or not. But how clever if he did. So you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. There is Duchess, a pig, and a blanket on a MyPillow dog bed. They are very durable and they are washable, MyPillow dog beds, and they are amazing. They also have sheets, slippers, robes. They have coffee now. I mean, they are so much more than just pillows. Their products make great gifts. So please, if you can, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC. And Givaderm. We love these women. I use their products. Their products are absolutely incredible. In fact, I use them twice a day. These ladies love the Lord. We are happy to be a blessing to them. And their products are truly amazing. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, you can use promo code ARC10. I will tell you a funny story. Chris has actually started stealing my Givaderm stuff now that the ladies send me. And so now they've had to start sending Chris a separate package for himself so he won't take my products and use them all up. And he loves their soap. So one of the things he loves is their soap. The other is the eye cream. And Givaderm is so gracious to send him a little gift package so he isn't constantly taking mine. So praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Oh, mustache go incognito. See, look at that. He shaved his mustache. He went incognito at the DNC. Shaved mustache for DNC and disguised himself. He did it, guys. He really did it. Okay. Oh, God bless him. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I suggest you say it every single day. It's a very powerful psalm. We have to get into the habit of speaking the word. The word is living and active. So we have to activate it, right? We have to speak it. It is living, active, and current for every generation. We also have other psalms up on the screen for you as well as Ephesians chapters 1 and 3, not only to read, but in the book, The Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin, the first few pages contain scriptures from those chapters that I speak every single day, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, with the exceeding greatness to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That's just an excerpt from that. But I happen to speak that every night before bed. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. There is an order to that prayer. You are entering with praise and thanksgiving. We should enter the throne room of God with praise and thanksgiving. So make the Lord's Prayer part of your prayer life. It's truly amazing. It is powerful. And Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. And that should be good enough for us. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. And we will hopefully be back on tomorrow, but we'll announce. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org /ministry-partners, and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.